This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now get ready for a hot one, or some would call it a scorcher. But it's going to be a warm one today. So get out there, water your plants, and help them out, because they can't do it on their own without us right now. Anyways, we've got some calls on the line, so I want to get into them. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Hudson, Mass.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
I get two questions.
Sure.
The first question is, I've got a walkway, and I've got some perennial daisies that keep expanding, and I probably should have transplanted them earlier, and I know the heat's an issue right now, but can I, when it cools down in hopefully in a couple days, can I remove, like take an edger, kind of go down and cut those out and transplant them, or should I wait until the fall?
Well, so, you know, I don't think this heat wave, if you will, is going to just stick around for the rest of the season. A lot of times I can't deal with the heat myself. I'm not a heat guy, but that's for a different day. But if you look at the long-term forecast just in general, Wednesday is another hot day, but the rest of the week the temperatures are cooling down, and then towards next week, we're looking like some rain possibly, but still it's a little bit too far out to say exactly. So I think the temperatures are going to be okay. I think we're just dealing with that, blip in the radar here. So I'd wait maybe towards the end of the week of this next week, because it looks like those temperatures are going to be fine, and you can definitely do it. Are they daylilies or?
I don't know. They're white.
Okay.
White is it a black center, like the nose.
Yeah, yeah. So, and the leaves are almost like little grass, right? But just very large grass blades.
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, so those, that's a daylily. So that should be able to be split as well. So it doesn't, you don't necessarily have to just take the whole thing and get rid of it. If you wanted to leave some of those there, what you could do is take it, cut it with a nice, shovel, like a flat shovel, a sharp shovel, right down the middle, and then in the middle again, and make four plants out of it and kind of separate it that way, so that you can leave some in that same area, unless you were, want to redo it completely, or just take the whole plant and move it elsewhere. That's up to you, but it can be split well.
I'll split it because it's probably 3 foot almost 4 foot wide and
gotcha.
5-6 feet long. So yeah, I need to trim some off.
Yeah. So so what I would suggest doing this is, so there's a couple things I'd like to see you do prior to you know, to transplanting it. I'd like to see you the night before heavily water the plants. Okay. So soak them. Let the leave the hose on them. Just let it trickle into the plant and the plant absorb it. Reason being is when you cut something like that, think of like a cut flower. If you cut a flower, it's trying to absorb as much water as it can quickly. The same thing's happening with the plants when you dig up the roots. The roots just go into shock and they're trying to pull up whatever they can quickly. But the fact of the matter is if you soak it and they're wet and the plant has absorbed that water, it's going to help them with some of that transplant shock.
Okay.
The other thing I'd like to see you use is a product called Biotone Starter from Espoma. That Biotone helps with transplant shock. It has mycorrhizae in it, which mycorrhizae is a beneficial fungus that actually attacks the root system in a way to help it build a stronger root system and absorb water, absorb nutrients, etc. So that's going to help you. And then on top of that, get some nice, you know, compost, something, some sort of additive to the soil to give it some extra nutrients and mix that with the existing soil that's already there. And mix that in with the soil, then plant it in to that. And plant it right away. Don't plant it on, you know, take it out and then wait, you know, a day or two. Just try to plant it that same day in the same sitting right. If possible.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. Great. I appreciate it.
The yep.
Other question I have is edging around trees. Is there an easy way? I mean, some people can eye it. It's hard to get it right. Is there an easy way to edge around a tree? And the other thing related to that is, what do you do when you get roots that are, you know, big roots that obviously you can't, even if you could cut them, you know, so what's the way to edge when you've got big roots that are in the way?
So, unfortunately, there is no real way to edge unless you go further out or build it a different way around it. Because those roots, you know, if they're decent-sized roots, they're not just, you know, absorbing the nutrients and water. A lot of those are holding themselves in the ground, right?
Right.
So you start chipping away at something like that, it's not easy for the plant to really thrive. You might start noticing long-term effects where one side, starts to defoliate earlier than the other sides during the season. Issues like that, you're opening up the door for, like, pathogens, etc. So, to be honest, one of the ways is maybe, you know, build up a little bit in that area of soil and having the edging above it. It might look odd depending upon the way, you know, the tree is, but some areas allow for that. Some areas you might be able to build up the soil on a further part out and just raise it up a little bit, because ideally the roots want to be under the soil, but sometimes they just, you know, they kind of go where they want, and maybe they went over a rock previously, you know, a smaller rock, and just kind of tilted them up a little bit as they were going over it, and they just kept going. You know what I mean? So it's not, roots just go wherever they want. And when they start going one way, they just kind of keep going until they hit something else.
Any way to get them to go down? Like,
not really. You're going to have to cover them up. Okay. They're not going to just all of a sudden pop down. You could try, you know, digging underneath the big root. But one of the problems with that is some of those feeder roots that come off that main root, you're going to cut those.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy way to do.
I'll just deal with that. But what would you do? What's the easiest way to edge, you know, to edge around a tree? And you know, I've used measuring tape. There's just got to be an easy way to you know, to do it.
Right, so you're trying to just figure out where the edge that you want to put it?
Yeah.
So, real easy way to figure out the edge and make it, to see it prior to even doing it, take a garden hose, right? It's flexible. Lay it on the ground around the tree and kind of make the design of how you want it to be, and then dig around it. And then you're basically, you can build your own, you know, line from it, because the garden hose is going to be, it's stiff enough where it'll stay, but it's flexible enough where you can bend it a little bit to show it the way you want it to. So I'd just take a garden hose off the spigot and bring it out, put it around the tree and kind of move it the way you want it to, creating little designs if you want to, like waves types or a full circle. That's the easiest way that I've always done it.
Okay, that's a good idea. I like it.
All right, Bob. Well, good luck with everything, and hopefully it works out for you.
Thanks for your help.
All right, Bob. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, if you want the best-looking gardens, then you need to use the best fertilizers for your flowers, vegetables, bulbs, trees, and shrubs. ProTrust Products Spring Garden Special includes 3 bags of their 4-pound Garden Trust Fertilizer and a bag of their Plant Trust Fertilizer for a special price and free shipping. 1 application of these fertilizers lasts the entire season. So if you're getting your garden ready, then order the Spring Garden Special from ProTrust Products at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. We'll hit that break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in Milford, Mass.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I've got a couple of questions.
Sure.
So the first one is about my garden, my grass. So it's south-facing, very sunny. And I was mowing the lawn yesterday, and every foot or two, a little white moth would come up from the grass. And I'm wondering, is that something I need to worry about, do something about, or just, you know, leave it alone? It's only in the sunny portion in the front of the house. In the back of the house, it's perfectly fine.
Okay, so it most likely would be like a sod webworm that would be in there. I'm trying to think, because that means they've already like gone past the. The webworm itself, when they get to that level, are you noticing and you might not have because you mowed it at this point, but are you noticing like any little webs in the lawn?
You know, I didn't notice that at all. It was, you know, a little bit on the long side. This is the first year that I'm using the, it probably has nothing to do with it, but I'm using the natural alternative, and the grasses are really looking great and growing great. And, so it had gotten quite long during the week.
Yep.
And when I mowed it, you know, you can see the grass almost went to seed, but I didn't see any webs.
Okay. Cause sometimes like they'll, you know, these little moths will pop up, but you know, that's what I would think first off would be to see, looking at that. What I would try to do, because, you know, there could be more of this webworm in there, is take a look at the lawn itself, right? And kind of pull the grass to the side a little bit so you can see almost to the root system, to the soil level, and see if you're seeing any, like, types of webs anywhere, because they could just pop back up if you, you know, after a day or two.
Okay.
You know, sometimes at night is when you would see them, like at dusk. So maybe look tonight at that point, because sometimes you'll see that silky web in the night, the way it hits versus in the sun during the day. So if that's the case, you know, you're going to want to use like a product out there. It's like a 24-hour killer from BioAdvanced. I'm trying to think what else you could be using for a killer to kill all of it. You know, sometimes like GrubX does it, or like a grub beater. The other one might
That's
be
what I was wondering.
Like the ant, flea, and tick control. I'd have to look it up from Bonide to see if that one does work on the sod webworm. There's also like some sprays you could use, like eight. I believe eight would work. I'm trying to, I want to double check the label on eight, because you can actually get the hose end. It's a yard and garden, but it does control like 100 different insects. I believe
that gives me an idea.
Yeah, so, you know, the one bonus with using, like, the product 8, you can actually use that. You can actually spray. It will help with mosquitoes and ticks, that type of thing, in the lawn.
Okay.
In the outskirts of the lawn. So it's like an added bonus to it. It's not just like a one type thing. You know what I mean? I always try to look for products. Sometimes it'll have an extra benefit. It's not just a one-and-done type thing, unless it's, like, really bad.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's kind of just me, but I like to be able to do multiple things with it. The 8 Lawn and Garden, take a look at that. If not, use something along, like, the Grub Beater. That will also work.
Okay. I had a question about a fig tree after the break.
Yeah, hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, we'll answer that. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years. Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another peaceful day in the Middle East Saturday, the second day of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. After helping broker the ceasefire following 11 days of fighting, Egypt now in talks with Israel on how to make the peace long-lasting. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson says President Biden can help by getting tough with Iran.
We should be using our leverage right now with the Iranian nuclear deal to negotiate on behalf of Israel right now and put a stop to this. And we should have been doing it a long time ago.
Jackson speaking to One America News recently. Haitians can remain in the U.S. another 18 months. Biden yesterday extending Haitians temporary protected status. Homeland Security says Haiti has serious security concerns, social unrest, an increase in human rights abuses, crippling poverty, and lack of basic resources. An endurance race turns deadly in China. 21 people died during a 62-mile ultra marathon Saturday. runners dealing with hypothermia caused by freezing rain, hailstones, strong winds, and low temperatures. This is USA Radio News. Help may be coming soon for businesses confused about new mask guidelines. The CDC says fully vaccinated people in most cases can go without masks, but there's no way for businesses to know if people are fully vaccinated or not. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Good Morning America Saturday.
Over the next few weeks, you're going to see more and more explicit, granular description of what can and cannot be done.
Fauci also says there's a possibility those who are fully vaccinated may need to get a booster shot at some point, but it's still too early to know for sure. Meanwhile, COVID cases spiking in the Latin America Caribbean region, the region accounting for almost a third of all cases this month, despite having less than 10% of the world's population. George Floyd's family getting a White House visit. President Biden inviting the Floyd family to come Tuesday to mark the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death in Minneapolis. Biden hoping to get a police reform bill inspired by Floyd's case passed by Tuesday, but that's unlikely. The bill's still awaiting passage in the Senate after passing in the House. A three-year-old boy accidentally shoots his two-year-old sister in Florida. The Polk County Sheriff says the boy found the gun between couch cushions Friday night. The girl said to be in extremely critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Paul, and he did have another question, so we want to help him out with that. So, Paul, what's your second question?
So the second one is about general care of a fig tree that's in a container. And I bought it last year at a nursery, kept it in the original container from the nursery, and just placed it in the driveway, south-facing. And it seemed like it did fine. There were figs. They were on the small side, but it definitely had figs. And then we put it in the basement for the winter, and, you know, we took it out about a week or two ago. There's a lot of new growth. And my question's really around a couple of things. First, you know, when we water it, the water just, you know, immediately goes right through. Yep. And we ended up buying a little basin to, you know, sort of capture the water. And so we're wondering, you know, should we just keep it in the same container? Should we, use that basin, to capture the water? Should there be any fertilization? Just, you know, how do we care for it? We're going to keep it in the driveway, again, south-facing, and then move in it in the winter. And so to do yep. that is the way of operating. So any just general care, fertilization, watering, you know, guidance.
Yes. Perfect. So the fig tree that you got at this point, what I would like to see you do is possibly put it in a bigger pot, mm-hmm. right, just so it's a little bit, has a little bit more of an area to allow its roots to develop. One that you're going to be able to move, because mm-hmm. obviously you're going to bring it in, right, for the winter. Yeah. So, you know what, if it's a container that's already like 20 gallons, you know, maybe you don't need to, but a lot of them I've seen come in like a 5-gallon bucket, maybe like a 7-gallon. Maybe it's going up a little bit more. So you can still move it in and out for winter months.
It's bigger than that. I'm looking at it right now. It looks to be about a foot and like 18 inches across, maybe even 2 feet across and about a little more than a foot deep. So it's fairly large.
So what I would So a way to tell then if you need to repot it into something a little bit bigger is try to pull the plant out of the pot and see if it's really hard to get out of the pot. Then it's probably root bound and needs to be upgraded. If it comes right out and you're not seeing circling roots or anything along those lines, then you don't need to repot it.
Yeah.
If you were to repot it, you can just use a regular potting soil. You don't have to use like a special potting soil. All right.
Okay.
So you'd be fine with that. The one thing about letting the plant completely dry out, long-term effect is it could lose some leaves, it could drop the leaves, it could have issues with that type long-term, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you said you're putting it out in the driveway. Is it going to be on, like, the actual driveway itself, so, like, on pavement?
Exactly, and it does get pretty hot, and the basin is black, and that gets pretty hot, too.
So, if you can, look for some sort of, you know, sometimes you could even get, like, like a saucer that has wheels, so it could kind of, just to get it a little bit above ground. So if you can't find something like that, they sell what are called pot feet. They look like little shoes, but what they do is they raise that pot up off the ground a little bit. The reason why I want to see you do that is because the pot is black. The pavement is, you know, dark usually. The two of them will reflect lots of heat. You combine the two of them, that heat from the cement or the pavement is going to come right into the soil and dry it out quicker. So raising it up just a little bit is going to allow that contact's not going to be there. There's going to be a little bit of airflow to be able to go through it to cool it off just a little bit. And it's a slight difference, but it does help, right? You don't want, like I said, you don't want it to dry out completely. So just keep an eye on it so that it's not, it doesn't, when it dries out, like I said, it can affect a lot of different things. It'll affect the leaves, but what it also will do is affect the fruit. Because they do pull some of that moisture in to create the fruit. And if it's really dry out and it's trying to absorb that moisture, you're not going to get as strong of fruit from it as you would want. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling it right now. It's very dry. It's hard as a rock. Doesn't even feel like dirt.
So if it's hard as a rock like that, it might need an upgrade. And we're not talking going from, you know, like, we're not talking like double the size of the pot, just the next size up, just to give it a little bit of space to build its root system a little bit. For fertilizers, you know, I might look at using something along the lines of like a Neptune's Harvest, like the fish and seaweed mixture, feeding it with that, feeding some of your other plants every few weeks. The liquid fertilizer, you know, does really well with it. So I definitely think it would be all right. You could also, if you repot it, take, get some compost that you might use, to replant something in the garden. Maybe get like a top dressing of compost on top of the soil. So it will help cool down the top of it, but also some of that compost will start to break down and give it some of those natural, elements as well. But I think the biggest key here when it comes to it is don't let it dry out. And so adding something underneath the pot to lift it up so it's not having that cement to pot contact, because that just adds extra heat. So that would be what I'd be looking at first, and then looking at possibly repotting, and then making sure it just doesn't dry out.
Okay. And then a plastic pot, ceramic pot, or does it really matter?
It doesn't matter. To be honest, I'd look at it and say, what's going to be the easiest for you to move in? Most likely a plastic pot, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to do some work long term, that's kind of one of the reasons why I was saying maybe you can find like a saucer with the wheels on the bottom, like casters.
Yeah.
Because then it might be a nice, easy way to move into the garage later on. Instead of having to pick it up each time, especially once you put it in a bigger pot. So that's it. I like to do things a little bit easier and not have to work as hard, right? And that's one of the things that I would do.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. That was really helpful. I really appreciate it and love the show.
Thanks, Paul. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a few calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have an Annabelle hydrangea.
Yep.
And it's getting the packets on it. You know, at the end of the branch.
Yep.
And I remember years ago your dad saying to open them up and pull out the little worm in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not seeing the worms this year. So I'm wondering if the temperatures at night are affecting it or something. And is there anything you can spray on those little packets to kill whatever things are in it beforehand? The other thing, but doing some other research here, do you know what the NKP for protolyzer is? Okay, I can't. Go ahead.
Well, so for protolyzer, you're never going to find it the nutrients because it's actually not a fertilizer. So it's an additive to it. So that's why you're not going to be able to find it.
Okay.
So that's why it needs to work with another fertilizer. It's basically, it's like vitamins for your plant. So you need to fertilize and use this, but what this does is it helps in stressful situations, helps bring those down a little bit, helps with the, you know, just the uptake of water, the uptake of nutrients. It just helps the plant in general, so that's why you won't find it. Now, as far as the hydrangea, you know, I would be looking at using a product on them like Captain Jack's. From Bonide.
Okay.
Captain Jack's we would use for like winter moth and other types of caterpillars, those types of things.
Okay.
So the idea is if you're seeing an insect in the, you know, the garden that is caterpillar like, you're looking to use something like Captain Jack's. You could also use 8, but either one would be fine.
Okay.
And that'll definitely do the job for you.
Okay.
But it's not completely a bad thing that you're not seeing them. They might have already kind of, you know, come out of there. Or it might just be a little early. It's kind of the in-between right now because we're in, you know, an odd time frame here with the way the weather kind of just popped up real hot.
Listening to your show earlier, one of the callers called in and said they used fertilizer on their grass. Is there a special product of theirs that works on the grass for them? From them?
So they have all their fertilizers for the lawn have fertilizer with it.
Oh, okay.
So you could use it that way. There are the majority of their fertilizers have them. You could kind of mix it in a mix and spray type hose end sprayer. I've seen them now from Bonide. They used to have one from like Scott's that was they called it like the Sprayette. It's just like that. You could mix that in. That would mix with the water and you could spray the lawn like you're almost fertilizing it. And I think you could definitely help the plant that way, the lawn that way as well.
Okay. Well, all right. Here's another quickie, if you don't mind.
No problem.
There's a number of, the word went right out of my head now. The little yellow flowers, the weed with the
dandelions.
Dandelions, thank you. Is there anything on the market that you can spray them other than taking a garden tool and digging them up?
Well, so the product from Bonide called Burnout is one where you can actually spot treat the lawn, where it will help kill the dandelions because of the way it works. What it does is it uses the sun to help dehydrate the plant and break it up that way. So there is a possibility that you could use that. The other thing you could take a look at using is Weed Beater FE from Bonide as well. So Weed Beater FE is an iron based, but it also uses the sun to heat up those types of things. But Burnout is an organic one that you can use right on anything. And again, it uses the sun as its helper to really break up those weeds.
Okay, sounds good. Very good. Thank you very much, Patrick. You have a great week.
You too, Bob.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Jim is in New Hampshire.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Enjoying your show. Okay, so I got some shrub problems. I have an azalea that actually it's the second azalea. You might want to give me a nickname, the Azalea Killer.
Okay.
Yeah. The first one, we weren't careful with watering. It was the summer before last, and it was really dry. And so we put a new one in, and the first winter it went well and bloomed. That was last spring, and then over this winter it was all covered. It's an area where snow comes off the roof, and we had made sure it was watered before the winter, and lo and behold, about 80% of it was totally brown. I figure, well, I've been ignoring it because I figure, well, I'm just going to pull it and replace it yet again. But now I see small green leaves emerging from a lot of the brown areas. And I thought this may have been a fungus to start because, not to complicate this too much, but I have a holly. Actually, I have two hollies. The holly next to it looks terrible, not as bad as this. And it's on one side of my front steps, and the other holly is on the right side, and that is beautiful. And I'm not sure what's going on here.
So the two that, so you know, including the Holly here, were they both on the same side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the two that the Holly and the Azalea are on the same side of the steps, and they and they're the ones that are in trouble. And the Holly's not dead either. The Holly had some growth, but it's not that vibrant green the other one is, and it normally was, and it was covered also.
Okay.
Could this be like a windburn or something? Or
so I would kind of look at it as a almost like a winter damage here. Even though you did take care of it by, you know, putting it, have some cover over it, and watering it prior to the, you know, the winter months. It sounds like winter damage because of the fact that it's coming back for you.
Hmm.
You know, it, a lot of times with these types of things, if they don't come back or they don't start showing any signs of life, a lot of times it is winter damage. It's not something else.
Okay.
Have you fertilized them at all?
I did fertilize them, last fall, and I at one point I was thinking, geez, did I over fertilize them maybe? But I did both hollies at the same time, and you know, I don't know if over fertilization would have caused this, but I was using 10-10-10, and
yeah, I think to be honest, I think you didn't over fertilize them, but I would like to see you fertilize them again this spring to help with some of this new growth. What I'd also look at on the plants is does one side seem to have more water drop off during the winter, or one side seem to have more snow that falls off the roof during the season? Is it like, you know, is there another reason behind it? Because it seems like it's that one side. Maybe that side gets more sun during the winter. The snow melts a little quicker, and it could drop off that way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Those are the.
Yeah.
That's something I would look at as part of it. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the case. I'm not saying that that's exactly what it is. But I like to look at all the factors. Again,
it's pretty even. It's a gambrel in it, and with no gutters in it. It's across the whole front of the house, so it's pretty even. The one on the right might get a little more shade. It's next to a huge roadie.
Okay.
So there's more, probably more sun on where the problem is, I would think. Yeah.
I mean, that definitely could be, you know, part of it. But I think, honestly, a lot of this is winter damage, and by fertilizing it, And I would even water it again and continue to water throughout the season and help it so it doesn't get stressed. I think it's going to help you with it. But definitely do that, and I think it's going to come back for you. I do have to hit a break, so if you do have another call, hang tight for me. I'll be back in a few.
I do have another question.
All right.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.